Good afternoon. Snow showers persisting across the Adirondacks, parts of the Mohawk Valley, and into the western Catskills this afternoon. Most places are seeing little, if any, accumulation. However, some of the higher terrain and closer to Lake Ontario, we could get a little more of a coating, up to an inch or two of additional snowfall, with a persistent westerly breeze off of the Great Lakes. The rest of the area will see in and out sunshine through the afternoon, a gusty wind, and temperatures pushing up into the lower and middle 40s. Overnight tonight, high pressure will build in, and this will clear skies out. However, clouds will come right back into the picture as a low pressure wave works its way toward us from the Great Lakes. In fact, by sunrise tomorrow, most places will see a chance for some light snow dusting the ground into the early morning hours. Low temperatures will drop back into the 20s. As that disturbance moves across the northern tier of New York and New England, we'll keep light snow going well into the morning in the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and Green Mountains of Vermont. South of these locations, light snow will wind down and taper off as a little bit of sleet or plain rain. A gusty wind will push temperatures up into the lower 40s once again. We'll dry things out on Saturday night, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with a new area of high pressure building in. This one is even colder. With a northwest wind on Sunday, highs will only be in the lower to mid-30s. That high pressure center will crest overhead on Monday with brilliant sunshine but continued cold, with highs staying in the 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where a storm system will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and work its way off the southeast coast. It'll track up the eastern seaboard during the day on Tuesday with increasing clouds and the chance for some light snow by the end of the day. The exact track Tuesday night into Wednesday of this low-pressure system as it intensifies will determine who gets what here in interior New York and New England in terms of snowfall. Right now, it looks like the storm will take a track far enough off the coast that most of New York will be spared any significant snowfall, with the heaviest snow in central and eastern parts of New England. The snow will wind down either way on Wednesday with a breeze and increasing sunshine. Highs will be in the lower 30s. On Thursday, we'll push it back into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue in the northern tier of the United States in North Dakota and Minnesota. A storm moving through the region will produce 2 to 6 inches of snow in these locations, with localized amounts from 6 to 8 inches through this evening. And winter storm warnings are also in effect for the north central portion of Montana. Snow accumulations will range from 3 to 6 inches over the plains to 7 to 11 inches in the Bear's Paw Mountains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 0 at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the lower 50s. Boston, partly sunny, breezy in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27, the record high, 78, set in 1921, and the record low, 1 below zero, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:09 p.m., 12 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and light snow showers or flurries persisting for a while with breaks of sunshine later. Breezy with highs in the 30s. Clear early this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning and lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning, lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and light snow showers or flurries persisting through part of the afternoon, then some afternoon sunshine. Breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, with a chance of snow again by morning and lows in the mid-20s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. In and out sunshine through the afternoon with a few passing flurries and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow again by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any flurries or snow showers will give way to more sunshine later in the day, breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow again by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a round of light snow and some sleet in the morning, adding up to a couple of inches in spots, especially across the higher terrain and northern parts of the region. Any precipitation will wind down as rain shower south of I-90 during the middle of the day. It'll be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Sunday, lower to mid-30s. Sunny but cold Monday in the 20s. A chance for light snow Tuesday, heavier snow closer to the coast later in the day and at night in the lower 30s. Leftover light snow Wednesday morning, breezy with increasing sunshine in the lower 30s again in the afternoon, and a mix of sun and clouds Thursday with highs back into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.